Hey, today we're going to do Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis. We are holding in the last two words on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara is going to discuss Rabbi Shimon Elazar's opinion. Remember, Rabbi Shimon Elazar was one that held that in order for an Eved to go free, whether you're setting him free with Kesef or you're setting him free with Shtar, it has to be done Al Yidei Acher. Someone else has to either pay the money or receive the Shtar for him. He cannot do it Al Yidei Atzmo. So Bayi Rabba, Rabba raises the following question. The Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, according to this Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Eved Kanani Mao Shias Shliach LeKabel Gito Miad Rabbo, can he make a Shliach to receive his Shtar Shichur from his master? He himself cannot receive a Shtar Shichur. Other people who decide to do it on their own for him can receive a Shtar Shichur for him. Can he make a Shliach to do it? Given the gomer lala mi isha, since we learn lala from isha, ki isha, he should be just like a woman who is allowed to appoint a shliach. Odil mi ishi di imati mekabel zgita, shliach nami mati mishavya. Or maybe no, a woman is allowed to accept her own get, therefore she can make a shliach. But eved, di u lo mekabel gite, shliach nami lo mati mashri. Maybe an eved who cannot receive his own get cannot appoint a shliach either. Basav debaya hadar pashta. After he asked this question, he answered it, lala mi isha ki isha, that we learn he's just like a woman. Just like a woman is allowed to appoint a shliach, so too the eved is allowed to appoint a shliach to receive his shtar shichur. Ve'lahadam Rav Huna bereid Rav Yeshua hani kahani shluchi derachmanin. Wait a second, the Gemara asks, what about what Rav Huna bereid Rav Yeshua says? This is an important concept. Hani kahani shluchi derachmanin. It means the kohanim who work in the Beis Hamikdash and bring their karbanos are considered to be the messengers of Hashem, and they're not the messengers of the Jewish people bringing the carbon. They are the messengers of Hashem. Because if you were to think that the Kohanim are our shluchim, how could it be that they are our shluchim, that they are Yisrael shluchim? Do you ever have such a thing where you could have a shliach who's authorized to do things that the guy who sent him is not authorized to do? The way shlichus works is I can send a shliach to do something that I am authorized to do, but I'm not allowed to do the avodah because I'm not a kohen. So how could it be that the kohen is my shliach? So ask the Gemara, but velo, is there really no such thing as a shliach being more empowered than the mishalayach, than the guy who sent him? Va'avda di'u lamatzi mekabel gite v'shliach matzi mashvi. Look at the Eved. The Eved's not allowed to receive his own get, according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, but he's allowed to make a shliach to receive his get. Says the Gemara, that's a bad comparison. Velohi, that's not a fair question. Yisrael lo shaychi b'toris karbonos klal. When it comes to Kohanim bringing the Korbanos, Yisrael has no connection to the Korbanos at all. He has no ability whatsoever to ever be makriv a Korban. Eved shayich begitin. Now in Eved, it's true, he can't receive his own get, but he's allowed to receive someone else's shtar shechur. Titanya, nirin advarim, shehevin mekabel gito shel chaver, miyad rabba shel chaver, velo miyad rabba shelo. Because we learned in a brisa that an Eved is allowed to receive someone else's, his friend's, shtar shechur for his friend, but he's just not allowed to receive his own shtar shechur. So therefore, since he is authorized to receive shtar shechur in general, he's allowed to make a shliach to receive his shtar shechur. So main point number one, according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, even though an Eved is not allowed to receive his own shtar shichrur, he's authorized to make a shliach to receive a shtar shichrur for him. Even though he's not authorized to receive his own shtar shichrur, he's allowed to make a shliach. He's authorized to make a shliach to receive a shtar shichrur for him. And the other very important thing to remember over here, maybe make it even a separate main point, is there is a discussion whether Kohanim are considered to be shluchim of the Jewish people when they do the avodah, or shluchim of Hashem. Our Gemara indicated that they're shluchim of Hashem. Now we said in the Mishnah, according to the Chum, an Eved can be freed by paying off his own money. As long as it's someone else's money, he can pay it off on his own. The Eved can receive money from someone else and use that money to free himself. And Rameir disagrees. Rameir says, no, only other people can pay money to free an Eved. So name of Bahaka Miflgi, maybe this is the machlokas Rameir Lechavn. Rameir Savar Ein Kinyan La Eved Bela Rabo. Rameir holds, there's nothing that the Eved could own that doesn't immediately go to the master. So if someone tries to give the Eved money to free himself, right away that money will belong to the master. Ve'in Kinyan Le'isha Bela Vaila. And a woman can never own anything without her husband. Rabbanan Savar Yesh Kinyan La Eved Bela Rabo. Ve'yesh Kinyan Le'isha Bela Vaila. That sometimes an Eved can own something on his own, and a woman also sometimes can own something on her own. Amar Rabba Amar Rav Shesh says, Gemara is going to bring two other ways to explain the machlokas Rav Meir and the Chachamim. Rabba Amar Rav Shesh says, Dukuli Alma ain kinyan l'aved below Rabba v'ain kinyan l'isha below Baila. Maybe everyone holds that neither an eved nor a woman could ever own anything on their own. V'hacha b'mayaskinan. But what's the case over here where the eved is going to be able to use money that you give him to buy his way out of slavery? Someone else gives him money and says to him, I'm giving you this money on the condition that your master does not become the owner of it. Normally, if someone else were to give the Eved money, it would automatically belong to the master. But over here, someone's giving him the money saying, I'm giving it to you on condition that your master should not become the owner of it. Rameir says, it doesn't work. As soon as you tell him to acquire it, his master right away acquires it. And when you make this condition doesn't work. It's ridiculous. It's against the Torah. As soon as the Eved acquires something, his master owns it. And the Rabbanan hold that no, the condition is binding. So if you make a condition, I want you to own this so long as your master doesn't own it, guess what? The master actually does not own it. And that's why someone else can give the Eved the money to buy his way out. Rabbi Lazar says there's a third way to explain the machlokas from Meir and the Chachamim. Whenever you have this kind of case where someone gives the Eved money on the condition that his master doesn't own it, everyone would agree to Kani Eved v'Kani Rabbe, that the master does own it. Over here the case is, someone else was makna to the Eved $100 or some money, and told the Eved, didn't just say, I'm giving you this money on the condition that your master doesn't own it. He says, I'm giving this money on the condition that you will go free with it. Rameir says, as soon as he says acquire it, the master automatically acquires it. And when he made this condition, lo klum kamale, that condition means nothing. He never gave it to the Eved because it was only Almanas that he goes free with it. So he was never actually giving it to the Eved. So the next main point is three ways to explain the machlokas between Rameir and the Chachamim, whether an Eved can pay his own way out of slavery. Three ways to explain the machlokas from Rameir and the Chachamim, whether an Eved could pay his own way out of slavery. A, whether an Eved has a kinyan below Rabbo, whether an Eved can have a kinyan without his master. B, whether an Eved can be kona something if it's given on the condition that his master does not become the owner. And C, whether someone can give an Eved money on the condition that it be used for his freedom. Whether it works for someone to give an Eved money on the condition that it be used for his freedom. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with V'rami d'Rabbi Meir ad Rabbi Meir and V'rami d'Rabbanan ad Rabbanan. It's a short amud next time. Be'ez Hashem, that's what we will pick up with.